Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
Not nice.
Your weekly fix.
You hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
Welcome along to Gift Grub, your weekly fix. We have pulled together all of the big Gift Grub moments from the week in one place, just to make life easier for you. Now, to start off, we're going to head to the Kingdom. A new Monopoly County Kerry edition was announced recently and is set to celebrate some of Kerry's most iconic landscapes, attractions, cultural landmarks and organisations. I was lucky enough to get a preview of it in action.
It's here. From the people that brought you Monopoly comes Kerry Monopoly, the game everybody can enjoy, especially if you're from Kerry.
I'll take the flat cap there.
I'll take fungi.
Oh, look at this. I'll take the lightsaber.
It's Monopoly, Kerry style.
Right, lads, I'm building another hotel in Killarney.
Another hotel? There's 600 of them already, Mikey.
So many hotels.
Featuring all your favourite Monopoly cards.
2-3 chance. David Clifford has checked into your hotel. Increased value by 1 million euro.
Yes!
Oh, 1, 2, 3. You've won an audience with Pat Spillane. Get 200 euro for dinner. Right, sorry.
In Kerry Monopoly, sometimes you're down.
You're an escort and the roses are lead. Dry clean your tux, 35 euro.
And sometimes you're up.
Have a pint with Dahi O'Shea. Advance to the Brehon Hotel. Ooh.
But not every card is good news.
Community chest. Go to Cork.
Do not pass Kenmare.
Sorry for your trouble, Donny.
Kerry Monopoly will have you believing you're almost in the kingdom itself.
You've been struck by a golf ball from an American tourist on the fifth hole in Ballybunion. Collect 30,000 compensation, yes!
Ooh. It's the board game for Q-tours.
1, 2, 3. Your car is stuck on Drumquin Pier. 500 euro tow charge.
Make your way around the board.
4, 5, 6. You've stepped in horse dung from a Jarvie on Main Street. Go back 5 spaces.
Kerry Monopoly, it's the game for all the family, even families who aren't talking to each other.
Roll the dice, Denny.
I got me one talking to each other.
The dice.
4, 5, 6. Hotel.
That's my hotel. You owe me rent.
I think if you look at the legal filings, you'll find I own a piece of that hotel as well, so you owe me rent.
Forget it. 1, 2, 3. You've successfully deflected a question put to you by Jerry O'Sullivan on Radio Kerry. Collect 200.
Kerry Monopoly. You're gonna love it.
Go to the die. Collect 16,000 euro mileage.
Oh, you little whore, Danny.
Hi, everybody.
Today FM presents Gift Grub, your weekly fix.
Well, lads, how's it hanging, huh?
The gift that keeps on giving.
How are you?
With Ireland sweltering in soaring temperatures, I caught up with Miriam O'Callaghan, who's doing her best to keep her cool for a very important primetime special.
Hello.
Hi, Ian. Well, look, it's genuinely roasting here in Dunleary.
What are those things on your head? What's going on?
These are just cold, wet towels that I got from Penny's. Kind of make a nice sarong. Yeah. I'd 8 kids in the car this morning. It was like a microwave on wheels. I felt like a rotisserie chicken going around the place. sorry, Ian, I've got to go. Welcome to a special primetime heatwave special coming to you from Dunleary. High temperatures and even higher humidity have engulfed Ireland. And I'm joined now by Taoiseach Simon Harris.
Yeah, good morning, Miriam. How are you?
Simon Harris, this is extraordinary. Yeah. I have it here. The HSE are advising people to monitor the colour of their pee when they go to the toilet. How serious should we take this heatwave?
Well, Miriam, as Minister for Urine, I would like to
say... Sorry, you're what now?
Minister for Urine, I want to be very clear about this. We are monitoring developments on this situation, and indeed the Department of Urine has indeed...
Sorry, there's a Department of Urine?
That's correct, Miriam, there is a Department.
You're taking the piss. Sorry, just a bit of crack. It's the sun, go on.
Well, we have engaged experts in the field of urine.
Is Leo Varadkar involved?
No, why would Leo Varadkar be involved?
I just thought he's good for a leak. Anyway, go on. Oh, God, the sun is really getting to me.
Injection of humour, very good, Miriam. And we have also brought back Nefet to have a look at this.
Sorry, what, Nefet?
Well, it's the National Public Heatwave Emergency Team, Miriam.
Ah, I see what you did there. Very good. That's why Luke O'Neill is here, is he?
Yeah, yeah. Hi, Miriam.
Luke O'Neill, what do you know about this heatwave?
Yeah, well, the data is telling us, Miriam, that we had 953 cases of sunburn yesterday, Miriam.
What do we need to do?
Well, we need to flatten the curve.
So what can we do then?
Well, the data is suggesting that we should adopt a very complex series of scientifically proven technique, one particular scientific technique, to obviate the effects of the solar rays there.
And what's that technique?
Yeah, wear a hat.
Wear a hat.
And drink lots of water.
Okay, amazing advice there from Professor State the Bleeding Obvious. Listen, Minister for Simon Harris, we've been inundated in the last couple of minutes with people wanting to know how they should monitor their urine. I mean, when they go to the toilet, what should they do?
Well, Mary, myself as Minister for Urine and the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, released a public information TikTok today.
Yes, we have it here. It's quite bizarre, actually.
Make sure it's clear. Go for it.
Make sure it's clear for you. Yes, when you use the loo. Make sure it's not yellow.
Okay, Simon Harris, so you're asking people to sort of check it themselves, is that it?
That's correct, Miriam. And like the urine, I want to be very clear about this.
Right.
I'll demonstrate here, Miriam.
What?
You simply get a cup. And you unzip your fly, or whatever you have to do.
Sorry, Simon Harris, what are you doing?
And you just let it go, Miriam.
Is this actually happening? Excuse me, Simon Harris. Oh, Jesus, my God. Oh, not these guys.
Enoch Burke.
Simon. Simon, put it away.
I can't, Miriam, I can't.
Oh, my God.
Once I've started, I can't stop.
Look at him. Simon
what
Harris.
Are you doing, Simon Harris? Simon, put Simon, put it away.
Get this on camera.
Oh my God. I'm sorry, Ian. It's back to you. The Burks are here. Back to you. Sorry about that.
Today FM presents your weekly fix of Gift Grub.
That nice.
As heard every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Did you hear that?
Metallica rocked Dublin with two sold-out shows last weekend. And it turns out that Gift Grub's own Daniel O'Donnell was in the crowd. He joined me on the line to give his review of the heavy metal legend.
How are you, Ian?
What was it like, Daniel? Tell us all about it.
Oh, Jesus.
For the fans.
But this was one for the flipping awesome, Ian. They ripped the flipping place apart, so they did.
Why?
I was there Friday night as well. Both nights I was there,
really?
Ian.
Oh, my God.
I was there when Kirk, the guitarist, fell off the stage and everything on Friday night. I don't know if you heard about that.
Yeah, I believe you. I would imagine you were probably in the corpus area, were you?
I was in me arse, Ian. I was up the front going absolutely mental, so I was. Right. Sweat pouring off me. People were telling me to stop shouting and everything,
were you shouting? I mean, that's what people do, isn't it? What were you
spit
shouting?
On me, Lars. That's what I was shouting. Fella beside me told me to shut up. I gave him a box and I finished him off with a headbutt. Oh, tell you, Ian, it was the best gig of my life. They played all the hits. They didn't do Enter Sandman. Friday, there's a whiplash.
Sorry, are you okay, Daniel?
They ride the lightning and then they finished off with Enter Sandman.
Sorry, are you okay, Daniel?
I'm grand, Ian. Yeah. I just gave some blood here in Delir Street for the Metallica. Three pints of my blood they took out of me.
Are you standing up or sitting down? Are you okay?
I'm sure, well, I was standing up, but I'm sitting down.
Maybe you need to lie down.
Love, how are you, love? A little chance of a wee cup of tea there.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
How are you?
Gift Grub.
That nice.
Your weekly fix.
Did you hear that?
Sketches from the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show on Today FM.
The FIFA World Cup is well underway, but leave it to Eamon Dunphy to find something to complain about. This time, he was taking aim at the standard of the tournament's TV commentators.
Yes, the punditry is a shambles, Ian. Okay. But the commentators are even worse.
What?
Kenny Cunningham is operating as a pundit and a commentator. Right. He's double jobbing.
Okay.
So I'm listening to Kenny Cunningham supposedly commentating on a game in Dallas.
Yeah.
And 2 hours later, he's on a couch in RTE. Now, how does that happen? Right? Now, I know Phil Collins did a job at Live Aid in 1980.
Yeah.
No, he did. London and Philadelphia.
Yeah.
But Kenny Cunningham is no Phil Collins. So unless RTE are using Concorde, which I wouldn't put it past them, are we expected to believe that Kenny Cunningham is teleporting himself across the Atlantic like William Shatner in Star Trek over from America? He couldn't even get over the halfway line as a player.
Well, maybe there are two Kenny Cunninghams.
One Kenny Cunningham is more than enough. And to quote the great Oscar Wilde, another great Irish man like myself, two Kenny Cunninghams would be careless. And he's commentating with another guy. Do you know who it is?
I haven't a clue, Eamon.
I'll tell you who it is.
Okay.
His name is Hugh Cahill.
Hugh.
And he's a rugby guy. Yeah. He's a rugby commentator and he's a spoofer.
Right.
I have it here. They don't even talk about the game. You won't believe this. Yeah, listen to this. Here's Kenny and Hugh, our favourite commentators, the other night. Roll it there.
Yeah, conditions here in Dallas, very hot, Kenny.
Look at this.
Yeah, exceptionally harsh conditions here, Hugh. Particular attribute at Dallas.
Very hot.
A day for the ice pops for certain.
Yeah, I'd murder an ice pop.
What'd be your ice pop of choice yourself, the particular attribute there, Hugh?
I like the Calippo, actually, yeah. Like the
Salerno would be mine, yeah. The Salerno. Nice bit of grip off the surface of the Salero. There was a quality associated with that, a kind of an orange out, but kind of frosty on the outside. You kind of lock your tongue onto it. You remember the way your tongue would get stuck onto it? That was the particular quality, particular attribute of the Salero.
Oh, it's a goal! It's
remember
a goal!
The Fat Frog as well, yeah. The greenness of that was the particular attribute of the greenness of the Fat Frog.
What a goal by Cape Verde!
What was the name of the song again? Goal. The name is Fat Frog and I live in a swamp.
Wow!
Everywhere to go. What?
A goal, Kenny. It was a goal. Look, it's a goal.
Disgraceful.
This is disgraceful. These two guys are a disgrace. Fat Frogs. These two guys.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, these two guys. I mean,
absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So listen,
a rugby guy.
Yeah.
Doing soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah. What next? Lenihan doing the Congo and Iran. You know? Yeah. And why stop at rugby? Just roll out the RTE panel. Let's get Dermot Bannon doing England and Ghana tonight.
Okay, listen, Mick McCarthy, you've been impressed with Egypt. Why so?
Well, you know what you're getting with the Egyptians, Ian. You've got your pyramids of Gizas. You got your sphinxes. You got your River Niles. You got your Tutankhamuns.
Right, yeah.
You got your mummies. You got your falafels. You tell me, Cooper rats. Your fezzes. I think Egypt are a threat.
Okay. And England are playing Ghana later on tonight. And I think we can actually. Oh, yes. I think we can go over to the Dog and Duck in Essex. Former British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is standing by. Morning, Boris.
Whoa. Hello.
Optimistic for England?
Well, of course we shall summon the spirit of 1966 heroes of days gone by. Sir Geoff Hurst, Nobby Stiles, lacking in the dentures department. Sir Kenneth Wolstenholme, they think it's all over. It is now. Pickles the dog. Huzzah!
Nigel Farage is there as well. Morning, Nigel.
Hello. Here, this is England, the Knights of the Round Table, 1945. Bring on the Germans. Carry on up the Khyber. Slap and tickle. How's your father? I never thought it would happen with me and the girl from Clapham. Pint of Bishop's finger, please, Gov.
Thank you very much, lads. Absolutely brilliant. Fantastic. Brian Kerr is still with us. Brian, I just want to get your thoughts on this.
Really mad, wouldn't it?
How do we feel about England? Actually, how should we feel about England?
Yeah, supporting England then is, you know, it's all about timing, you know. I find you have to time it carefully as an Irish person, you know.
Yeah.
And I always think that supporting England is like making a souffle in, you know.
Right, okay.
You don't want it to be a total disaster, you know.
Yeah.
You don't want the souffle, you know, to be a complete mess. You want the souffle to rise initially, you know. You want the souffle to come up, get nicely puffed up, you know.
To look kind of impressive.
Yeah, nicely, you know, proud of itself and crispy and kind of bubbling away. And here comes the souffle now,
here we go.
But then, you know, you don't want the souffle to go all the way, you know.
Yeah.
So I call this a semi-final souffle. You want the souffle to sort of, around the semi-final stage, have a meltdown.
Right.
You know, and just go.
Collapse.
pop. That's what you want, you know. That's what England are like, a semi-final souffle. You want, that's very sort of, you want ultimate satisfaction for the Irish people with that sort of stuff.
And that's your weekly fix of Gift Grub. Remember, you can listen live every weekday morning, anytime from 6 a.m.